Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. This is our instant reaction to the big Alabama, what I want to call get right win over you, over University of Louisiana Monroe. It is Saturday, September 6, 2025, in the year of our Lord. And on this episode, I've got Gary G. Money and I've got Will K. joining us. And we're just going to give our instant reactions. To me, it's a glorious night, a nearly flawless performance. I'm really excited. All right, G Money, your thoughts, instant reaction.
Happy. I mean, just that simple. It's, you know, we got to keep the opponent in mind, but both sides of the ball, we look great. It was so good to see some new faces tonight. I was at the stadium and our quarterback play was just exceptional. Just exceptional.
Will K, instant reaction.
The same thing that was said in the text thread after the first drive of the Florida State game, national champions. No, I won't go that far, but really good. I mean, you know, people will say it's just ULM. Oh, you're supposed to beat them. I mean, we, you know, put up a ton of points. I mean, could have been like Clemson today. Could have been like, I mean,
Florida.
Could have been Florida wow. Today. I mean, Georgia won 28-6. LSU didn't look great against, you know, inferior teams. So,
and I mean, FSU thumped somebody. I don't remember their opponent, but it was some crazy
Louisiana
sport.
Tech, I think.
No, it was Eastern Texas A&M, I believe, but they beat them 77-3. They killed them.
This is what an Alabama win should look like, you know. So keep it up. Maybe we'll really see against Georgia, but good for now.
So, guys, real quick, I thought this was our get-right game because we were bad, but when I went back and watched the film, we were in that game, and we actually had our chances to win that game, and the coaching on the offensive side was a C-minus to a D. The coaching on the defensive side of the ball was an F. And we did a lot of just bad things schematically. I thought the coaching was bad. The players didn't execute well. And we were in that game. And I was really worried about the coaches and the adjustments they would make, about taking ownership, adjusting schemes. And guys, I thought this was an A-plus performance all the way around. I thought the coaches got it right. I thought they went back. And even though in the press I did not like a lot of the quotes I heard from the coaches, you had to humble yourself and go, what did we do wrong schematically? What did we do wrong play-wise? What did we do wrong not to prepare our players for what FSU threw at us? And I thought we were unbelievably prepared for anything Louisiana Monroe was going to do. I love seeing on the defensive side, 7 men in the box, 8 men in the box. I thought we really did a great job of doing that without giving up big over the top plays in the passing game. It was a completely different thing on the defensive side, and it was beautiful. Now let's see what happens when we get a true dual threat quarterback on a team, say like Vanderbilt. Guys, Vanderbilt went in to Virginia Tech and manhandled Virginia Tech. Vanderbilt's going to be tough, but what are we going to do when we get that? But guys, I loved it. I thought the coaches on offense, we ran the dang ball. The play mix was about 50-50. We were like 70-30 against FSU pass-wise. I loved it that they ran, and the short intermediate passing game. Quick hitting passes that opened up those big down the field plays. I loved it. I loved it all. This was the get right game. I call next week against Wisconsin our get ready game, meaning we got to win that and we got to play this well and do it against a better opponent so that then we can win that must win game against Georgia. Because I view that as a must win if we want to go to the playoffs. We got to go down there and beat them. Because if we lose that game, there is no margin for error the rest of the season to make it. So those were just some instant reaction opinions I have, but I was amazed. I don't think I've seen Alabama play a more flawless game in one of these, what I want to call cupcake games, where we did everything right all the way around. The penalties, there are a few penalties. That's my only criticism, too many penalties. Other than that, God, it was just, I really have a hard time criticizing what happened in this game. G-Money, thoughts?
I've got a few. And again, we have to keep in mind it's a cupcake. In our preview episode, you know, I was kind of cast in doubt whether Armenta is a dual threat. He had like 28 yards of passing. We got to keep in mind our defense looks so good tonight. They were tackling through the whistle. It was just like, we're going to get at, coaches, great job this week. And you know what? And just to silence the haters, you know, all these people that were saying all these things. And again, cupcake, no doubt, but everybody's going to be quiet this week. And that'll be nice to sort of settle down. And like we said in the preview, you know, the British thing, keep calm and carry on. That's exactly what we did. I've got a couple of things I want to point out. First of all, Kevin Riley, we've got a threat out of the backfield now on these swing passes and these flares. You know, we've had Najee, we've had TJ Yeldon, we've had B-Rob. I think he can really be a threat out of the backfield and, of course, running the ball and catching the ball. It was really good to see him. Ty, what can you say? He was throwing on the run second quarter. That was one of my criticisms against him in the FSU game. His accuracy was just not good when he had to move, and he had to move the entire game in the FSU game. Tonight, he was rolling right when he threw that touchdown to Isaiah Horton, put the ball right on the money on the right side of the field. Those are two things that really, really caught my attention. And then, you know, towards the end of the game, the subs that we made, I might have to really study this roster because we had guys making plays on defense. I've never heard of these guys.
Will K.
Yeah, it was, you know, an inferior opponent, but played about as well as you could. I mean, did we punt once? Maybe I missed one.
I don't think we did.
Did we punt at all?
We kicked a field goal.
No punts.
We kicked a field goal, but we didn't punt.
No punts.
Amazing.
Yep.
No turnovers.
And
no
you
sacks,
know,
though.
I think that if we can continue to get better and maybe beat Georgia and keep winning some of these games, and we get into a situation where we get into the playoff, I think this FSU loss is not going to look as bad as it did initially. Because right when it happened, it felt like Armageddon, the world ended, you know. But FSU's good. I think that, we get to like week 10 or 11, we only have that one loss. I think that FSU loss won't look as bad as it initially felt. Only because I think FSU's good. But I thought the backups looked good today too. Austin Mack, Keelon Russell. So, yeah.
I think FSU could make the playoffs, guys. I think FSU's the real deal. I think they're that good. They have busted my theory that you can't rebuild in 1 year through the portal, and I think they've done it. I think LSU has done it. Well, the good thing about LSU is that win over Clemson doesn't look as good as it did a week ago because Clemson struggled with Troy. So maybe LSU's not all that good. But I think FSU is the real deal. I think they're going to contend for the ACC championship, and they may make the playoffs. And all of a sudden, like you said, Will K., that loss doesn't look that bad. I think they're really tough, and we'll see. I mean, you know, it could be fool's gold and people figure out how to stop that Gus Malzahn offense, but I think FSU is actually loaded roster with great coaches. I think Norvell's a really good coach, and I think he's gotten two quality assistants now, and I think he's reloaded, and watch out for FSU. So that's my take.
Yeah, so, I mean, they could beat Clemson this year, I think.
Right?
Clemson did not look great today.
So well, Keelan Russell, so, you know, he got, you know, a fair amount of playing time. He always liked to sort of point out somebody that they remind me of. He's got a little Bryce Young in him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Him move, he's probably got a similar arm accuracy. He may have a little bit more arm strength, honestly.
And he's bigger. He's bigger than Bryce too. 6'3" versus Bryce's 5'11".
And then the backups, just, hey, kudos. I mean, of course he busted a late touchdown, but like AK Deer is our leading rusher. I mean, it's just,
he's a burner. He's a burner.
He's five star.
Yeah, I think he's a 4'3" guy. He's a burner. Yeah.
Right.
How about Lutzier Brooks?
No, yeah.
I think he should start in the slot, and I think they should move Ryan Williams back out wide, and I think they should have Jeremy. They should have Jeremy and have Ryan out wide, put Brooks in the slot, and then when they're going to want to go four receivers or at short yardage, you bring in Horton. But I actually think Brooks is more impactful than Horton is, and that's what I would do. I would start Brooks. We'll see what they do, but that's my thought.
I like that, and I thought Cole Adams had some nice plays, and
absolutely,
his punt returns look great. I mean, he, you know, he had that touchdown reception. He looked pretty. He looks healthy.
I like him as a punt returner. I don't know if it was from the Christian Jones years, but every time we get a punt, I'm just scared to death that somebody's going to muff it. But I never think Cole Adams is going to muff it. I think he's pretty reliable with that. So,
and guess what? Short yardage, he's great in that Wes Welker mold. Of just, you know, you got to have 2, 3, 4 yards, quick over, boom. And we did that tonight. We were hitting those quick passes, getting the ball out. And I love that we actually had a nice play action pass, because I didn't see us run a play action pass at all against FSU. And I just love the short intermediate passing game today that opened up the deep balls and then running the ball as well. I loved it. I was so, when I rewatched the film, so upset at the run pass mix, and so upset at 6 men in the box and the coaches acting like they were prepared. No, if you'd been prepared, you would have had 7 men and 8 men in the box against FSU, not 6 men in the box all the time. And that's why we got burned and we didn't set the edge. We didn't have enough guys up there. The numbers didn't work out. And tonight it was beautiful. And I hope that I don't ever see a game like that again, like FSU, where we're out schemed. And, you know, if you get outplayed and the team's better than you, but when you get out schemed and your players aren't in good positions and you're making bad calls on both sides of the ball, that was, I mean, it was just like, wow. I mean, the coaches did not set them up for success, and everybody was killing the players. And yeah, there were some effort plays that weren't great, but I thought they were set up to fail in that game. And in this one, it was just, I couldn't believe the turnaround in 1 week. I couldn't believe it. It was great. Hats off to them. Kudos. A+. Other than the penalties, I don't know what to criticize. Do you guys see anything to criticize other than the penalties?
Well, I would also focus on, I mean, there's plenty of kudos to go around, but I thought our offensive line, especially the guard play, Dewberry had a good game, and you know, they're just playing better. Again, you have to take into account the opponent, but
right.
You know, hats off. You could tell they had a little dog in them today, and I like to see that.
Shut out.
Jeremy Dark Horse Biletnikoff, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, his numbers have been great. I mean, he is. And it does help that you're not going to double cover him, because you can't double cover all of our weapons. So I love it.
How does he get so open? I mean, it's just, he's got a nose for the soft spots, that's for sure.
He's that guy. He knows how to run routes well, and he's very precise. He's a senior, right? He's a senior. So, I mean, he's experienced. He's gone through and he watched those guys in Washington, because he sat behind that great group of receivers in Washington, and then last year came in and had a really good year with a erratic quarterback. He couldn't trust his quarterback to get him the ball last year. Now he's got a quarterback that I think can consistently get him the ball that he can count on. It just makes it easy. So I love it. I love it.
Did we see enough tonight for there to be any QB2 controversy, or is Austin still QB2, you think?
I don't know. Keelan looked pretty good.
I know. Sure did.
I think Ty's going to be
QB, maybe? Maybe not a 2 and 3.
I think Ty's not going to go pro after this year unless he just explodes the rest of the season. So I think one of these three guys will be gone. If they tell Ty, you know, you need to leave, either go pro or leave, because we don't want to lose Keelan and Austin Mack, I think one of these guys definitely will be on another team next year. That's
well, I was just thinking if Ty gets hurt, because he scrambles a lot, even And he had, you know, we had no sacks against us, but he had to scramble a few plays. He moves very well. But I mean, that always risks, you know, injury when you run around back there.
Right.
I just mean, if he got hurt, who would come in? If I was the coaches, and I'm not, but I think I'd put in Phelan, honestly.
I don't know. I'm really curious. I do like the fact that Austin is 6'6", and he seems to have a very good arm, and he can see over the line easily. And it was funny. Lisa was like, how tall is that guy? I'm like, 6'6", because he was heads above a lot of the linemen and clearly towering over the receivers. And he seemed to really have a good command of the offense. I was very impressed with him when he ran the ball. And obviously, Keelan's phenomenal. So, I don't know. That's –
I think you'd rather want to keep Keelan than Austin Mack, just because, I don't know, he's more dynamic, and he's the highest rated quarterback recruit since Bryce Young. So I think he has more firepower than Austin Mack does.
Do you think Keelan's willing to sit one more year? Let's say, Ty stays. Let's say Ty stays. Austin transfers. Is Keelan willing to sit for 2 years before it's his? That's my question.
5 years ago,
I doubt it.
So that, I think that's going to be an interesting question. Do you guys have any other instant reaction thoughts about this game? About, I don't know about this, or what about this, or just something that stood out to you that you're like, wow, that was great. Gary.
I think I've said it all. Lots here, Brooks, Jeremy Bernard, defense look better, quarterbacks look great, backups look good. So yeah.
Gary.
Just on a personal level, it was so relaxing to watch this game. I was actually the most of it. It was just nice. It felt like the old days.
No anxiety throughout the game.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing, and you rarely see these Picasso-type games where you're like, wow, that was a masterpiece. But it really was. I thought this was a masterpiece game. We did what we should do and dominated it. Let's see. Now I want to see what we can do next week against Wisconsin. Are we prepared? And given that we beat them up pretty badly up there, we should handle them this year. I don't think they're any better.
No.
And I think – after this week, we're a lot better of a team than we were last week. And I hope everyone realizes that it's easy to revert back to what happened at FSU if we all don't prepare properly. And it starts with the coaches, and then it comes down to the players. But I still think this team has it all in front of them. I still think they can make the playoffs. And if you get in the playoffs, who knows? Who knows? But I think but unfortunately that FSU game cut that margin of error down, and so we gotta string off a series of wins against tough opponents. Vanderbilt's not going to be easy. Oklahoma not going to be easy. At Missouri not going to be easy. Auburn.
Basically,
Georgia.
All of our games are going to be pretty difficult.
Other than Wisconsin and Eastern, other than Wisconsin and Eastern Illinois, I think
every,
the rest of
every
our
every SEC game.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this earlier, and I know they lost to a better team than we did. You know, might be a little biased, but would you rather be in our situation right now or Clemson's?
Ours.
Ours.
I think we have a better roster than Clemson, quite honestly.
Clemson doesn't look great. But
no.
I thought that was a good question to ask. I was like, well, I know, like, after week one, I probably would rather be in Clemson's situation because they lost to LSU, and LSU's really good. But after that performance at Troy, I don't know. And everybody was talking
about it. If a two-loss Bama can get in the playoff, I think it's more questionable whether a two-loss Clemson kind of would be in the mix, depending on how bad their second loss was. But
right.
And we're going to be tough to get beat at home. I mean, DeBoer hasn't lost at home. We have the streak going. You know, the ones that have to come here, it's going to be a big advantage for the Tide.
Yeah.
The biggest concern I have is, can he keep our guys focused and prepared? Because we got to win 3 of 4 SEC road games, and that is going to be hard. That's going to be really tough, and he hasn't shown an ability to do that. So he's going to have to grow as a coach And his coordinators are going to have to grow in doing what Saban did every week, is making the main thing, and keeping everybody focused, that on to Cincinnati mentality, not, you know, thinking three games down the road and not thinking about how great you are, but being focused on that narrow margin between winning and losing. I promise you, if you went back and watched the FSU game, that was a much closer game than it appeared score-wise. And Will, you and I have had this debate, but that LSU game could have been a lot closer when we went down there and beat them than it was. And we've seen that LSU is better this year, with the hope being that Clemson's maybe not that good, so that win's not that good. But I just think there's a thin margin of winning and losing, and you know, 3, 4, 5 plays can turn the game like that. And we did it great this week. It makes me optimistic. I'll be cautiously optimistic, because I know what can happen. But we've seen, I would say, the ugly side of how bad our team can be. And we've seen the great side of how good this team can be. And the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. But I'm hoping it's 80 to 90%. Towards where we were in this game versus where we were in the FSU game. But I'm optimistic that we can, that everything we want to accomplish is still in front of us. We can make the playoffs. And then if we get in the playoffs, anything can happen. And we've just got to get better and just hope the injury bug doesn't derail the season. So, all right, parting shots, and we'll wrap it up. G Money, parting shots.
I agree with you, the sort of good, bad, and ugly, but I'll say this, we showed something else. Not that just that we're good, we showed resilience, and we showed that we can tune out the noise, tune out the hate, focus on the task at hand. Cupcake opponent, that's true, but this was an amazing performance on both sides of the ball. It's just what the doctor ordered. So glad we you know, performed like we did.
Amen. Will K, parting shots.
Yeah, we showed what we're capable of. It was not a very good opponent. But we could have laid an egg. I remember, you know, there was one year we were tied with the Citadel at halftime with Tua at quarterback. I mean, you know, just because it's a cupcake doesn't mean you don't play well. I mean, you know, at home it showed that we're really good. We got some people who can come in if people get hurt. I think our backups look really good in Lotsier Brooks. I think our wide receiver corps is the best in the nation. I know we got to beat Wisconsin, but Georgia will be the real test. If we beat Georgia, I think we're all the way back. So,
well, as long as they don't rest on their laurels after Georgia and then come back here and do something stupid like don't be prepared for Vanderbilt. But
well, that's what they did last year.
That's never happened before.
All right, guys, thanks for jumping on. That's a great instant reaction. I thank all of you who listen and watch on our YouTube channel. We now have over 4,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. So subscribe, follow, like, hit the notify button. And we appreciate you listening wherever you might listen on the streaming services. Roll Tide and God bless.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.